BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Dick, I'm 21 and I'm from Stranraer. You might not know this, but there are 30 Chinese people who think that I am Wayne Rooney. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, Dad, do you look like Wayne Rooney?
Well, I've never really been too keen. Like, I don't really like the idea because he gets a lot of stick about looking like Shrek.
Yeah.
but a lot of people do say it.
So when did this incident happen with the Chinese people?
It was about, I was 15 at the time, so it would have been about 6 years ago. I was on holiday with the school in Switzerland, and we were walking back to our bus along our main street. Just as we were walking back, they all came running over, shouting, Rooney, 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 and taking pictures of me.
Did you do the thing where they ask for an autograph and you go along with it as that person?
Oh, I had to. Yeah. Definitely.
So somewhere in China, there's somebody or a few people with Wayne Rooney written on a piece of paper by you.
Yes.
I've got a picture of Declan here.
Oh, can I see?
Yeah.
Now,
he does actually look like Rooney.
You really do?
Is that a compliment or not?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
If you want to be a Rooney lookalike, you're a great one.
I should really try and make money out of it now.
Have you tried with any lookalike agencies?
We tried. When I came home from that trip, we did try. We sent a couple of pictures away. And there was a lady wrote back, I can't remember the agency now, but she wrote back saying that she would like to sign me, but my mum and dad weren't keen on the idea because I'd have to be away from home and I was still in school.
Well, no, you don't. You're not going to be playing or anything. You're not going to be.
No.
You're not him. You're just a lookalike.
You did explain that to them, right?
Oh, son, we're not keen on those away fixtures. No, no, I'm just.
You can't leave school for it.
Just a lookalike.
Can you imagine if you left school to be a Wayne Rooney lookalike? That'd be amazing.
It's a perfect career.
But you're 21 now. You can do what you want.
Yeah, well, I've never really thought of it, but you can maybe point me to the right people.
Do you know what? If I ever need a Wayne Rooney lookalike, and weirder things have happened on this show, then you will be the first person I call.
Sounds good.
Do you have any friends that look like other celebrities?
Not really, no.
No.
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Because what I'm thinking we could do, we could start our own lookalike agency, but just with our listeners. Maybe if anyone else looks like someone,
yeah,
get in touch and we can build up some kind of portfolio.
Should we do a gallery?
Shall we? And we can rent you out to different things.
Oh, it sounds a bit dodgy.
Maybe I should have said hire rather than rent,
yeah,
thinking
no Rudy's
about it. No Rudy's, no. No, we'll hire you out.
It could catch on.
Well, listen, we will be in touch if we ever need a Rooney.
That sounds brilliant. You've got my number.
I have.
Is that one?
It's not one, though. No. Good to speak to you.
Right, thank you very much.
Thanks, Dak. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, a big day at Radio 1 today. In other news, I really need to sort my nails out.
Why?
They're just disgusting. They've been disgusting for a while, but now I've reached the point where it's just like, seriously, I need to stop biting my nails.
Right, I've got to admit, I've got this problem as well.
Oh.
And it's embarrassing, you know, 25. This should have stopped.
Even got to the point now where I have to ask people to open fizzy drinks for me.
Really?
Or use a coin, because I can't actually do it myself.
Mm.
It's just embarrassing. And also, earlier I was in the sandwich shop down the road, decided to pay by card, dropped the card, and then you have that thing where you can't pick it up.
Yes.
Because you have no nails. So you're chasing the bank card around the shop floor for a good 3 minutes, looking like a complete idiot.
I do this, but I just sort of kick it to the nearest point where you can grab it properly.
That's still embarrassing.
Well,
most
yeah,
people can
awkward.
Just pick it up with their hands and carry on with their life.
Do they still do that stop and grow stuff? Do you know, like, that? It's a bit old school, isn't it?
Is that the stuff that my mum used to tell me to put on my fingers? She's like, it's the taste is so horrible that you will not ever bite your nails.
Yeah.
And actually, I did put it on. And I quite liked it. It's actually all right.
You can't like that flavour.
Well, I got used to it. And,
really?
Yeah, it was kind of like, all right, and then the problem continued. But, like, it's just a low point when you're chasing your bank card around a quite a busy sandwich
yeah.
shop, you know, of a Wednesday afternoon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, coming up, an exclusive interview with the new host of the Radio and Breakfast Show, Nick Grimshaw, hopefully, and sort of. So, here's the idea, right? Chris?
Yeah.
I want you to get onto Stupid Street, and I want you to tell them that you are supposed to be sorting out an interview with Grimmy, but you've lost him. okay? And I, because you know what a tyrant I am, I'm going to be so mad, so angry with you, yeah?
Okay.
And I want you to find out if anyone on Stupid Street will pretend to be Nick Grimshaw and do an interview as him about his new job.
So how's this work? I get a random...
Yeah, you just go up and you go, I'm supposed to be talking to Scott Mills live on air in a minute with Nick Grimshaw, but I've lost him, so can you help me?
Right.
Do you think you can persuade them?
I'll give it a go.
All right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, big news at Radio 1 today. Chris Moyles is leaving the Radio 1 Breakfast Show and Nick Grimshaw's taken over. Where were you when you heard the news, Becky?
On the toilet.
Were you?
Yeah.
Were you listening?
I always turn it up a bit loud, don't you? Turn it up a bit louder so that you can hear it when you're in there. I should just get one of those shower radios, but, you know.
Proper emotional speech from Chris Moyles, though.
Mm.
I got a little bit teary.
Did you?
A little bit, yeah.
Did you really?
I had a lump in my throat. So that's going to happen in September, and Grimmy is going to be taking over in the mornings. Lol to him getting up at 4 a.m.
I am so chuffed for him. That's really good.
I know, really
good news.
It is.
I saw him upstairs in the office earlier, and I think he must have taken like 12 antacids already today. And
yeah.
I was like, that's good to know that the new host of the Radio 1 Breakfast Show is already on their like antacids off of granddad's. The drug of choice.
Anyway, best of luck to Grimmy. What we're going to do today is I have sent Chris out onto Stupid Street, and he is telling people there that we were supposed to be having an interview with Nick Grimshaw, but can't find him. Kind of likely, really. Grimmy's nowhere to be seen. So Chris is going to do a, can you please help me? Will you pretend to be Nick Grimshaw for this interview and see if anyone on Stupid Street will actually pretend to be Grimmy? Because Chris can't find him.
I love these ones.
I know.
Because people's impressions are amazing.
So he's going to try and find someone on Stupid Street to answer the questions as Grimmy. Do you think that he'll be able to find anyone who will pretend to be Nick Grimshaw, new host of the Radio 1 Breakfast Show?
Yes, but I think it'll probably be a girl and she'll probably do a very strange accent.
Well, I'm waiting for a call from Chris, and that means that he has found somebody on the Stupid Street to do this. But let's be honest, if someone came up to you and went, I'm supposed to be having a chat on Radio 1 with David Beckham, but he's not here, so can you pretend to be him? Would you actually do it?
No, I would not.
No?
No.
Who would do that?
No, I wouldn't. No, not at all.
Oh, hang on. Got a call. Hang on. Hello? Hello, it's Scott. Hello? Chris, I'll call you back. This is excellent. Okay. So that was him calling my mobile to say that he's got somebody. So let's call Chris's number back and see who he's got.
I bet it's a girl. I hope it's a girl.
Here we go.
Hi, mate.
Hey, it's Scott, you right?
Yeah. Annoying. I just had someone, but they've now... she's bottled it. She said she's a...
Why is it a girl?
What's that?
Why have you got a girl?
If that's all, everyone's, no one else has said, I'm just trying to grab anyone at the moment. Sorry, mate, have you got... No, all right.
Why would anyone ever agree to do this?
Excuse me, basically I'm doing this interview with Nick Grimshaw, he's not turned up. Is there any chance one of you can really help me out? I've got Scott on the line at the moment. You just need to pretend to be Nick Grimshaw for
really simple
1 minute
interview.
For me. He's just going to ask a couple of questions, like, is that all right? Sorry, what's your name? Okay, so, Scott?
Yes?
I've got Nick.
You've got Nick Grimshaw, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, pass him over.
I'm
brilliant,
pass
thank
the
you.
Phone over.
Cheers.
Hello?
Hang on
Hello?
Just a sec, we're just putting you through for the interview, hang on.
I don't know. A man, I'm supposed to be a man.
This is Radio 1. And
hello,
Nick Grimshaw.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's got a bit of cold.
What's it like being told news like this? Fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
How do you feel?
I feel really good. Really, really good.
And when did you find out?
Just a second ago. Literally, just a second ago.
A second ago you found out?
Hello?
Hello, you're live.
Hi.
So you found out a second ago...
Yeah.
Everyone else found out this morning, though, Nick.
I haven't been looking at my phone.
You haven't been looking up yourself or anything, so...
No.
And you didn't have any calls from anyone to tell you?
I was in the bath.
Right, OK. And who told you the news?
My friend.
Your friend told you?
Yeah, my friend Chris.
Not Ben Cooper, the boss of Radio 1?
No. No, he didn't.
So the first person to tell you was a friend, and this was just after you'd had a bath? Is that right?
Hang on a second, Nick's just... Hang on. He's just a bit nervous.
Okay.
Are you there?
I'm still here, yeah. We're
hang on one second.
You can tell Nick we are live. Chris, it doesn't sound like Nick.
Hi, sorry.
So what's the reaction been like, Nick?
It's been fantastic. I can't believe it. This is surreal.
Have any of your famous friends been on to say congratulations?
Not yet. It's been a bit of a blur. I don't really know what's going on. It's quite hard to take in.
Who do you think will be the first famous person to send you congratulations, maybe on a text?
I'd love it to be Beyonce, though. Gotta love her.
Beyonce, is that your friend?
I hope so. Yeah.
You hope Beyonce is your friend, and you hope that she's going to text you congratulations.
Yeah, that would make my day so much better, if it could get any better than this.
And which famous friends, because you do have a lot, will you be getting on the brand new show?
I like Harry Styles. I hope he congratulates you.
Harry Styles, yes. I know that you're friends with him.
Well, hopefully Lily Allen might say a few words.
Yeah.
Matt Fincher.
Now, you must have loads of new ideas for the show. What will some of the new features be that we can look forward to hearing?
You know what? I haven't really given a thought about it. Yeah, hoping to keep it fresh.
Keep it fresh?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose if you only found out a minute ago...
Yeah,
that's fair enough.
Keep up. Yeah.
So you weren't aware that lots of websites and social media were talking about it?
I had a big lie in. Didn't know what to do. So, yeah.
And have you got a message for Chris Moyles?
I'm not sure the reaction of Chris Moyles yet. I haven't heard anything.
No, but have you got a message for him?
Oh, I really enjoy his show.
Anything else?
Not at the moment.
And how much money will you be getting paid for this new job?
I don't even know yet. I haven't spoken to my agent.
A simple yes or no question. Is it higher than £1 million?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah. There we go.
I think that's all I need to know, really. Well, thank you very much, Nick Grimshaw.
No problem.
And the best of luck with your...
Thank you so much for having me.
...with your new job.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Nick. Bye. Thanks for talking to us.
Bye.
That's going to really help me. It's my first week. I'm sorry. Hang on one second. Is that all good?
All fine. Come back.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What's going on, Chris?
I'm a little bit concerned about something, and I feel like I need to ask you.
Sure.
Really. In the pub last night, when I was sitting there, did you see anything?
In what way?
The reason I ask is I got changed after Innuendo Bingo into some different jeans, because they were soaked.
Yeah.
And I only realised when I was going home, sitting on the train, that there's quite a large hole.
Yeah.
And I fear I may have popped out.
In the pub.
Oh, these are your... Now, right, OK. These are the Innuendo Bingo jeans that you specifically wear for me, where they've got the massive hole that's appeared in the crotchal area.
Yes.
But here's the thing, you did
nearly...
I told
you to stop wearing them about 3 weeks ago.
You did nearly pop out during yesterday's Innuendo Bingo.
I did, yes, but we managed to control that with a Prince Harry mask.
Yeah.
For cover, I mean. But...
You're asking me, as you were sitting there, did anything occur?
Or when I stood up, more to the point, and walked through the pub, do you think I was...
And it was just...
Was showing.
Yeah.
The thing is, now, I don't know if I'd say anything.
No.
It's one of those situations where I have seen this before, and there was a man walking down the street, and I thought, now, does he know? He must be able to feel that. But I didn't say anything, I just kept on walking. Because some of them like the attention, and you shouldn't give it to them.
Let's talk about that time when you and me were in the pool last year.
Again, I couldn't say anything.
No.
I persuaded you to do the aqua aerobics everywhere.
I was doing a gig in Corfu, in Kavos last year, and Becky came with me, and we decided to do the resort water aerobics with a lady who had one of those things that she called a macaroni.
Those big old spaghetti, the big tube thingies.
Oh, they're great, they are.
And she was going, and simply hold your macaroni like this, and to the left your macaroni like this, and to the right your macaroni like this, at which point, one fell out.
A boob fell out.
And I didn't see it.
I laughed so much, and I kept, every time we spun round and, did a turn on the thing, I just kept going to Scott, boob, there's a boob out, boob, and he was
it wasn't
what?
Your one.
And I was like, it wasn't mine. I was like, how can you not notice this, Scott?
I did
she's
not.
Been doing, she did the rest of the aerobics class, bless, I should have said something,
he
and
didn't
I'm a
say
bad
anything.
Girl, but she did 10 more minutes of aerobics, one boob out, one boob in.
It's a bit like...
Surely she would have felt it.
It's like when you've got something stuck in your teeth, though, isn't it? Nobody says anything about it.
Do you think that's what's happened, then?
Possibly, yeah. See, I'm still convinced to this day... You know, I did that desert trek in Kenya for Comet Relief. I'm sure that Lorraine Kelly has seen mine, my bottom.
Oh.
Because we had one toilet in the camps that we stopped in on that trip, and it was just a bit of... It was in a tent, and it was just a bit of canvas, like a curtain. That was the door. And as I got up, I remember turning round... And at that point, Lorraine opened the flap.
Which, of the, of the tent?
Yes. Hello!
Okay.
The thing is, she didn't say, hello. She just kind of walked in.
A bit forward of her.
So, see, my bottom is like an elephant in the room with me and Lorraine. Like, we haven't mentioned it since.
No.
I'm convinced to this day that she saw it.
I think people either don't say anything or they say anything weird. Like, I went out with a massive hole in my jeans once, like, right round my bum. And the person that stopped me went, you do realise you've got a big hole? I was like, of course I don't. Oof. Why would I be going out showing my cheeks?
All right, so that person did tell you.
They did, yeah, but...
But no one told me.
It's that awkward thing.
No, I don't think generally... I mean, I would never tell somebody, I don't think. I don't.
I wouldn't tell you, but I would change my behaviour, I think. Because you can't behave normally after that.
I know he can't speak, but let's just look at the one that doesn't speak in the eye, because he was there also.
Yes.
And let's wonder if he saw anything. You see, I can't tell.
But he wouldn't say anything, for
obvious
reasons.
But he's doing an eyebrow thing, which makes me think he might have.
Really?
To be honest, if none of us are saying anything, then probably yes. The Scott Mills Daily. Ellie, hi.
Hi.
Now, you emailed me with something similar to this, didn't you?
I did.
Go on.
A very embarrassing moment. Basically, I was travelling last year on my gap year in Vietnam.
Gap year.
And, a bit of a gap year. And we went on a boat trip. And as I was getting off the boat, my bikini bottoms actually got caught on the boat. And they fell off. And I didn't realise, so I started walking off down the pier. My friend in front of me turns around, screams and comes running at me with a towel. There were probably about 60 people on the boat behind me. And I had to spend the rest of the day with them.
Was it like a cartoon or like a carry-on film where they just went... and they're off.
Basically, yeah. Also, someone did buy me, a cornetto to make me feel better.
That's just what you need when your pants have fallen off.
What are you supposed to do with that?
It really is. So that made it slightly better.
I might start pulling mine down if it means free ice cream.
Exactly.
Oh, no, don't say that.
Something good came out of it.
Pull them down now, I'll get them in.
If you don't buy me a cornetto, I'm going to pull my pants down. All of a sudden,
exactly.
Ice cream's come in.
Yeah, that's a little bit awkward, isn't it?
Yeah,
bless
it was absolutely horrific.
How long
reminds me about it all the time.
How long do you reckon it was between the point of it happening and the point of you realising?
I probably walked about 10, 20 metres.
That's quite a long time.
Yeah, so many people saw, and it was just horrific.
The thing is, when you get to that point, it's like you've got to decide whether to go mortified or just turn it into a feature.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
I think I just hid the rest of the day.
How do you turn it into feature? No knickers.
No. I think Sarah Cox, didn't she say once she got off a boat with Annie Mack and she was just wearing a thong and her skirt blew up?
Oh yeah.
And I think she made it into a feature, oh, rather than because you go one way or the other, don't you? Oh, meant to do that. Here's my bum.
Yeah,
you've got to decide at that moment whether you're going to scream and go, run off, or whether you're just going to go, ta-da!
Except there's definitely a view from the front as well.
Oh, bless you. Good to speak to you, Ellie.
Terrible.
Good to speak to you.
Okay, love you.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. So, I'm just piecing together a lot of Chris's evening last night.
Right.
Are you having a midlife?
No, I'm all right.
Okay, good.
I'm just trying some new things, you know?
Yeah, I know. And, last time we spoke about this, you told us about your new friend, Alan, who is the your fisherman's friend. And and you went fishing with him after finding him on the internet and meeting him in a car park at 6 a.m.
He's a top bloke, though.
Yeah, I know, I can imagine. When are you going to bring us, bring Alan in to meet us? All of us? Well, when are we going to get to meet him?
We're running it past, we just need to health and safety him, and then we'll...
Right. Shame you didn't do that before you met him in the car park that day. But you had a lovely day, he's got magic fish hand, doesn't he?
Yeah, and I caught loads of fish, so yeah. winner.
So, have you spoken to him this week?
Haven't, no.
Right, I've seen some lovely pictures of him. He's got the most massive fish there, hasn't he?
Within he's got big ones.
Massive ones. Anyway, so yeah, bring him in once we get him checked out. That'd be nice. And last night you went to...
Oh yes, I went, well, should we be saying, I ended up in a casino.
Oh yeah.
It's a fairly new...
I've never actually been in one. Like, apart from Las Vegas, but that's not really casinos because every hotel is just a casino, isn't it? So is that a real one? Or are they real ones?
Well, if you're in a casino, you're in a casino, you know.
But you're in a hotel.
Yeah, but with a casino in.
Right, okay.
But, I mean, I'll take you.
Are they like James Bond?
Well, sort of, but you don't really have to get dressed up smart for the ones that... For the one I was at.
Really?
And it's,
I'm imagining it to be kind of like this. I'll have a scotch on the rocks, please, bartender. And then what happens?
Yeah, I always do have a classier drink in the casino.
Like
do you know what I mean? Well, one that comes in a small glass.
WKD?
No.
Blue. Bond, your tongue is very blue.
I will take you to the casino if you will fund it.
Right. How much money did you spend last night?
About 30 quid. I'm
okay.
I'm not really a big baller.
And
so
did you... You're not a high roller, are you?
No, not really.
I love this.
Yeah.
Was it in London?
It was, yeah.
Wow.
Should we do this one night?
What time do they open? They're quite late, aren't they?
24 hours.
Are they?
I might be wrong.
Are they? Like, I know in Vegas, they... Don't they pump air in to keep you awake?
Really?
And give you free drinks. And there's no clocks on the walls, so it could be any time of day or night, so just to keep you in there.
I really want to go to Vegas.
I hated it.
Did you?
Well, because I'm not a gambler.
Yeah.
The whole thing does revolve around gambling. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, there's just some men by some slot machines crying because they've lost all their money. I just found it really depressing.
Mm. Let's go to the casino. It'd be great.
Okay.
Let's dress up smart and go.
I just want to be in a Bond film. I don't even know how those games work. What? So, red or black? I get that.
Yeah.
Because you just do red or black?
Yes.
Well, what else did you play?
That's the roulette. It's nice and easy, isn't it?
I understand.
There's not much to understand if you're guessing on red or black.
No, all the other ones, they're more complicated, though, aren't they?
It's just the confidence you got to go in. You know, a lot of swagger.
Right. Was the one that didn't speak with you?
No, he wasn't. I tried to persuade him to come, but
you
he
go
wouldn't.
On your own to a casino?
Yes.
Right, you need to sort this out. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, what we're going to do, Chris, is we're going to go to a casino, we're going to sit down at a roulette table and just give each other evils, and then I run, and then you run after me.
Why the running?
Just because that's what happens in those films. Andrew Naughtney says so.
Do you think we could do a sort of Ocean's 11 job on a casino?
I'm all right, thanks.
Would we be able to do that?
Tom,
the two of us?
I don't know. Tom near Leeds says, I went to Vegas, ended up getting a tattoo on my right butt cheek. You see, it's just that bad things happen there. Things go wrong.
Sounds amazing.
It scares me a little bit. You've seen The Hangover? It's not quite as extreme as that, but
yeah.
You know what I mean? You think that it could happen. Also, I apologise to everybody when I said, are they real casinos in Las Vegas, when apparently they were invented there. So, apologies to everyone offended by that last comment. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Quite a lot of people are in on our Ocean's 11, if we want this to happen. What are you saying that I'm George Clooney?
Well, you'd have to be, really.
Why? I want to be Matt Damon.
Well, no, I would probably be Pitt or Damon.
All right. Big up yourself.
You'd have to be Clooney. Blaze.
We also need a small person that we can fit in a bag. I'm thinking Matt Edmondson.
Perfect.
Do you know what I'm doing tonight? I'm not robbing a casino. That's another night. My plan for this evening is a whole host of entertainment from the BBC, like on One Extra at 7 p.m, Mr. Jam. Can he be in our Ocean's 11?
Yeah.
He also isn't robbing a bank tonight. He is doing your daily dose of dubstep. and Resident Borgore is on from 9 p.m. If you like dubstep, get that show in your life. Mr. Jam, really good. On BBC Radio 1 Extra, our sister station. On digital radio, TV, and on Tinternet. Matt Edmondson, who eventually we are going to put in a bag, is on tonight at 9 p.m. And
do you need to explain that more? For the casino thing. We'll put him in a bag and then we'll sort of get him in.
Well, we'll
casino.
Just tell him nearer the time.
Oh, what's occurring?
And now it's time to play Oh, What's Occurring? Need some Scott Mills points in your life? Maybe you're lacking. Maybe you don't have enough of the spice rack. Or then maybe you're thinking, well, I'm not going to trade them in just yet. I'll wait for the speedboat or house combo. Well, here's a chance to get some more on Oh, What's Occurring for Wednesday. Chris, I'm going to make you play against a listener today.
Well up for it.
Here is John off of Southampton. Hi, John.
You're all right.
You're right?
Yeah, not too bad. Not
Turn
too
that
bad.
Radio down, 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 down.
It's gone.
Good. Otherwise, it makes a weird noise. Right, so it's your birthday tomorrow?
It is indeed.
How old will you be?
22.
Yes. And to celebrate, what have you just done?
I've just demolished a big trifle to myself in under 2 minutes.
A whole trifle in 2 minutes?
Yeah.
I love trifle. It's underrated.
It
it's underrated.
It is.
It is. You're so right. It's one of those things that you never really...
Turn the radio down! Thank you.
Sorry. My bad.
That was a bit stern.
Just, well, I've told him once. And, like, you'll hear the radio down the phone, John. All right? You still hear me, yeah?
Yeah, I'll stay with you.
Don't turn it up again.
Back to trifle.
Yeah.
Underrated.
As a pudding,
yeah,
or I think full stop, in the world, full stop underrated.
In the world.
Yeah, as one of the great things. Nothing beats a trifle.
No, it is the best pudding in the world.
You're from Southampton, that's where I'm from. Whereabouts?
Near the Bitton area.
Oh, Bitton, yeah. I used to have a lovely bank manager there called Ange.
Very nice.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Do you know her?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Ange, Bitton Ange, no?
No.
Right. Is she famous in Bitton?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone knows Ange.
What's occurring?
Right, okay, so we're onto the Hotel Inspector, which is one of Five's best programmes. That and the Eddie Stobart one.
Better than The Bachelor?
Up there with. And the Hotel Inspector, it's a bit like Mary Queen of Shops. A lady that knows about hotels goes round, look at hotels and goes, oof, nasty curtains. And they wonder why there's no customers coming in. She tells them why and how to make the hotel better. Have you seen this show, John?
No, I haven't, no.
Oh, you're missing out. Anyway, in the last episode, it was a naked hotel. The hotel that they went to go and inspect was full of naturists, or as they like to be called, nudie folk. And what with it being a hotel full of nudie folk, the makers of the Hotel Inspector thought, I know, we can cram loads of innuendo in here. So it's a simple question to you, Chris, and to you, John, in Southampton. In a one-hour episode of the Hotel Inspector, how many innuendos did they manage to slip in? What are you saying, John?
Seven.
How many?
Seven.
Seven in a whole hour?
Yeah.
John says seven innuendos. This is for 10 Scott Mills points.
I'm going well away from that. I'm going 70.
Whoa.
7-0.
Let's find out which one of you is right.
Oh, what's occurring?
Play along at home. Let me know how you do. How many innuendos were in the nudie folk version of the Hotel Inspector?
This plush Birmingham spa has been far from overrun with eager beavers.
One.
15 months down the line, the cracks are beginning to show.
Two.
Well, I've decided to ease myself in gently.
Three.
Can she help improve Tim's bottom line?
Four.
The remaining bedrooms present a less appealing package.
Five.
Tim's backyard is dull.
Six.
The hot tub may be warming Alex's cockles.
Seven.
Find somewhere that you'd prefer to hang out.
Eight.
Faced with low occupancy and sagging profits.
Nine.
The odd, well-clipped bush simply isn't enough.
Ten.
Tim will need to seriously raise his game.
11.
I've had my hands involved with absolutely everything that's gone on here.
12.
Tim continues to stand firm.
13.
The most hardened naturists.
14.
You caught me in the act.
15.
When Alex gets here, she will be happy that I've softened it up.
16.
Access all areas with your pants off.
17.
Tim's garden was once bland, 18. Uninspiring, and underused. Tim's full frontal attack.
19.
Is his end in sight?
20.
With a two-pronged attack.
21.
Perfect for roasting your chestnut.
22.
For those who want to, we're going to be a little tour up the back stairs.
23. Why not?
Tim attempts to win them round with his microwaved meat and two veg.
24.
I just do like the idea that a few of you could come.
25. That was in 1 hour episode of The Hotel Inspector. John, it was way away from seven, so you don't get the points. I'm so sorry, but thank you for taking part.
No problem.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
If you said 25 innuendos, I mean, some of them weren't ones, but they kind of were.
Yeah.
They knew what they were doing. 25 for 10 Scott Mills points. You're welcome.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads.